Joining us as usual is the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey Martin, how are your joints today?
I'm happy to join you. My joints are fine, actually. Yes, I think it's time we put our hand onto the cause of disease, or I say move from cause of disease to the specific conditions that we decide to discuss. Now, here's an important point I want to make. The regulatory organizations, the FDA especially, have made it their business to strictly delineate the difference between a drug and food. A drug is something that can cure, prevent, mitigate, or somehow improve a medical condition. So as soon as I use a name for a medical condition, I'm on the dangerous territory that I'm going to start practicing medicine without a license. And it must be said, I don't have a license to practice medicine. What I have is a license to describe things as they are and educate people and allow them to draw their own conclusions. Anybody who wishes to make decisions for themselves should. So I guess to give you the analogy, I'm allowed to tell you that this number is 2 and that number is 3, but I'm not allowed to tell you that 2 and 3 makes 5. That's illegal. The AMA, the American Medical Association, has somehow managed to have that right legislated only to themselves, that they can, only a doctor can tell you that you have a specific condition. Of course, between you and I, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck,
could be a duck,
Could be a duck, but I'm not allowed to tell you. I can only tell you that that quacking is associated with ducks.
Well, and quackery is also associated with doctors.
Oh, dear. I didn't expect that association.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So here we go. I would like to discuss today the conditions that are commonly known as arthritis. In fact, there's a difference between osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, and we'll explain the rheumatoid arthritis in another episode, but today I would like to focus just on the thing that's known as the osteoarthritis in its latter stages, or arthritis in its earlier stages.
Okay, cool.
Essentially, the difference is this. If your joints are hurting, you probably have arthritis. If your joints are damaged beyond repair, you know, if it's started creating irreversible damage, then you probably have osteoarthritis.
Okay, so and the pain that we're talking about would be, could it be like just a dull pain? Is it one that never stops, or is it an incredibly sharp pain?
Well, I guess it will be dull pain if you don't move, and if you, for instance, if you have arthritis and you try to open a pickle jar, you're not able to do it because you are unable to hold your hand tight enough. You know, and if things advance further in, you will probably have difficulty even dealing with simple things like water taps or buttons on a shirt or you know, lacing a shoe or, you know, just common things that we take for granted. Essentially what's going on here is we have the, all inflammation has 4 symptoms. And these symptoms are redness, heat, swelling, and pain. So when it comes to joints, you know, you will most likely see it as the swelling of the joints and the pain in the joints. That's that's where things are going to show up the most.
Right. Okay. So does it start, is it start at any particular, like the hands and the feet first and move into the knees and the elbows, or does it just, can it just start anywhere?
It could start anywhere, but, you know, people notice it in their hands the most, in their ankles the most, because these are the joints that they move the most.
Okay. So, you know, what are sort of some of the causes of this inflammation?
Well, the situation is, how do I best describe it? You know, there are the primary causes and the secondary causes. You know, the secondary cause is the inflammation. But what is the cause of the inflammation? So you can always deal with the inflammation by taking painkillers or, you know, drugs that will just simply either block the pain that you feel or try to reduce the swelling that, that exists. So, you know, you could try and deal with the inflammation itself. But that's not really dealing with the cause of the inflammation. So we need to really look beyond that. And again, this will be probably bacterial infection like Streptococcus, Staphylococcus, Gonococcus, you know, that sort of stuff. And yet, again, these sort of infections, they don't take hold unless your body is weakened. So what weakens the body then? And we've discussed that so many times already. You know, the acid-alkali balance of the body. As soon as you start becoming more acidic, your body's defense mechanisms are worsening or weakening. And so what that means is you start feeling the, you know, like the feeling of a flu or a hangover. You may remember that, especially from your younger days, if you stay up too long and drink too much alcohol or eat terrible food, you will end up feeling really sick, especially your joints and muscles will hurt. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I can certainly remember times when I was abusing my body and the next day I didn't feel that great.
Right. So visualize that as your baseline and getting worse from there. See, what happens is your body can fight off the inflammation when you're a young fellow. But once your immune system and your fluid balances decline, you can't return back to healthy. You can't return back to normal. You just stay there. And go down from there. So, of course, now what is it that we need to focus on? You know, what is it that that we can do? Should we prevent the arthritis, or do we only hear from people that say, "Oh my God, I sure wish I knew this 25 years ago. I would have to reverse it."
That's a good question. So what can we do, first of all, to prevent it happening in the first place?
So, of course, here comes that health nut lifestyle again. You know, alkalize, don't acidify. What is that? Well, it's the balance of foods you take. You know, the foods that most contribute to the acidification are high protein meats, you know, like rich in meat, rich in dairy, you know, like in all of the countries where this sort of lifestyle is normal or expected, the arthritis is a much more common illness. You know, in the developing countries, even though people work a lot harder, you know, physically, their joints don't deteriorate the way they do here.
Right. Well, if you have a more physical lifestyle as well, would that not help?
Yes, it would. Yeah, absolutely. Exercise is a good thing.
Yeah, so it's people that go and they're sitting in a cubicle under fluorescent lights for 10 hours a day in front of computers, banging away and talking on cell phones, probably not in an environment in and of itself that's helpful for their arthritic condition.
That's true, especially if they're trying to whip their tired body with caffeinated drinks like Coke or even worse, Red Bull. Yeah, Red Bull and that sort of thing. Like
And coffee.
And coffee. And sugar.
Mention all that sugar, right?
Yeah, yeah. All of those things we have just named are the acidifying foods. So the more you acidify your cellular terrain, the more you give rise to the possibility of arthritis. And what happens is your body needs to buffer the acidity that remains in your body fluids. And the way it does it is it pulls calcium out of the bone and makes it liquid, you know, like it goes ionic instead of solid. And so when it goes ionic, it's now suspended in your body fluids. You're not any lighter, you know, you still weigh the same amount, same weight, but your calcium, instead of being in your bones, is now in your body fluids, and it's buffering all the acidity. So when you have an event that allows some of the calcium to settle out of solution, sometimes it settles out where it should, in the bone, but sometimes it settles out in the wrong place, like in the joint, and you develop something known as the bone spur, or you know, it instead of being smooth on the joint surfaces, it's now becoming bumpy, or I don't know how to describe it other than throwing sand into the gears.
Okay, that's a good way of putting it, because I can imagine sand in my wrist joints, right?
That's right. So as the two surfaces are now rubbing against each other, you know, there is the there's the covering on the joints, but all of a sudden, instead of being smooth surface, now it becomes bumpy.
And that's not comfortable.
Oh gosh, no. I don't know. Well, you have probably not experienced it yourself, but. You know, this is the calcium crystal deposits in the joints. So you can probably look at the list of the things that, you know, cause it. I mean, we have put it on the website under the osteoarthritis article in the health concerns. And, you know, the joint deterioration, which causes them to become stiff instead of flexible. Calcium crystal deposits. You know, this is, of course, typically caused in sites of trauma. You know, trauma or overwork. This is where really active athletes or people who really work really, really hard do themselves a lot of damage. You know, it's good to train a little bit. It's totally detrimental to train the way a professional athlete works. I don't know if you know this, but most professional athletes end up not doing so well. Just recently I read that poor Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player now in his 40s, is suffering from arthritis. You know, doesn't move so well anymore. A lot of football players and the likes have you know, very difficult time once they get into their 50s.
Huh. Yeah, that's coming out more and more. Elite athletes looks like they're putting themselves on the fast track to future joint problems. There was a study done recently that professional soccer players had 10 times the risk of hip arthritis even if they never suffered a noticeable hip injury. And
right.
This is reported in the February issue of the British Journal of Sports Medicine. And another research team reported 2 years ago that nearly half of 284 professional soccer and rugby players reported having arthritis in a weight-bearing joint, such as the knee or hip, years after retiring. And so, yeah, and you
Yeah, there you have it. Right. So what would be the prevention here?
Yeah, what could people do?
Well, it needs to start fairly early in their life, which would be eating an alkalizing diet, you know, living an alkalizing lifestyle. Because it's the acidifying lifestyle that causes most of this damage.
So what would be an example of an alkalizing lifestyle?
Drinking water that's energized, supplementing minerals that help alkalize, drinking freshly squeezed lemon juice every morning, using...
I have lemon juice when I always do that when I'm at a... I'm out, but I never do that when I'm at home, so I'm just going to have to add that one in.
Perhaps, yes. Or using apple cider vinegar for your salad dressing. You know, it's apple cider vinegar is the only alkalizing vinegar there is. Like the ordinary vinegars, the white vinegar or red wine vinegar, those, they are just straight acids. But the apple cider vinegar with mother, you know, the mother is that sort of, is that stuff that looks like flakes in the bottom of the bottle. That's, you need to have that. Not just plain filtered, but, you know, the vinegar with mother. So that means you would have to say goodbye to commercial salad dressings. It means that you would probably have to start considering eating less in grains, you know, like baked grains, you know, pasta, pizza, bread, all of those things. They're acidifying. You know, alkalizing things would be things like carrots and carrot juice, or beets and beet juice, and salads in general. Yeah, that sort of thing. We have a whole section about nutrition and what is alkalizing and what is acidifying in the health education pages. So, you know, we can reference that.
So that's the diet and the drinking. So you don't recommend beer and wine?
Well, no, they're on the wrong side of the equation. I mean, we all need a bit of acidity. You know, it's supposed to be about 80-20. 80% alkalizing, 20% acidifying.
But chances are we're the other way around right now, right?
Oh, yeah, very good chance. Most of people living in the Western industrialized societies are on the wrong side. That's why we see all these illnesses, right? These chronic degenerative illnesses are the result of the lifestyle. So, okay, symptoms of arthritis. You know, how do you know that you're getting it? Number one, morning stiffness, and I don't mean erection. Ongoing tenderness or pain with movement. Deformity in joints. Once you start seeing deformity, it's getting too late. Low-grade fever, ongoing. But it's the soreness and stiffness in joints. That's the first thing that you will notice. I had a really interesting conversation with one of my associates. She's in her 40s, gone out for a bike ride, and she says, you know, my thumb hurts shifting gears. I just can't do it. So I said, well, how about this Twilight America's Topically Everything? Why don't you spray that on and massage it in? She did that. She says, I can't believe it. It just totally took it away right there on the spot. And, of course, why is that? Number one, we supplement magnesium, which is antidote to the calcium, so it helps take the calcium out of solution. Number two, the product is structured. You know, it's the energized water, so it penetrates into the tissue very quickly, unlike some ointments that aren't energetically treated. You know, that stuff just sits on the surface, doesn't get into the cells. Our material, because it's energized, goes into the tissue quickly. anyway, you know, 5 minutes and the trouble is gone. Indeed. It truly is. So we need people that are having this sort of trouble. Try these things, right?
That's right. So I guess one of the things that you're saying is that there are inexpensive options that people can try that have been shown to be effective in terms of you know, stories that we hear from people that have tried them. And it's not something that you just have to say, well, you know, I'm getting old, I got arthritis, poor me, and I'll just take some prescription drugs to hopefully mask the pain.
Well, that's what you see on television. This is the advertising that says, take 2 Aleve and go back on the tennis court, or take 2 Tylenol and go play back with your grandchildren.
Right.
Right. That's what you see. And they say, oh, it's effective against the pain of arthritis, which it is. But it's sort of like dealing with the neighborhood fire by turning off the siren on the fire truck, or,
yeah,
or turning the door, I mean closing the door in the face of the of the problems that you're looking at.
Right. What about something like glucosamine?
Well, there definitely are some natural supplements that help restore the cartilage in the joints. Now, glucosamine is one of those ingredients that helps rebuild damaged or declining joints. We actually have a really popular product called Recovery. And Recovery is something that has been shown to deal with the effects of inflammation quite well. And, you know, the ingredients that they have put in there is first anti-inflammatories, you know, the natural anti-inflammatories like resveratrol from grapes. You probably read about that, you know, how the red wine is good for you.
Right.
Well, of course, you would have to be drinking about 1,000 bottles a day to really get the dosage you need. So it's not, you know, too much alcohol coming along for the ride. But you can have the concentrate of the resveratrol. The other one, it's the theophylline, you know, the stuff from green tea.
Yeah, oh, yes.
EGCG, epigallocatechin, and that sort of stuff. Again, those are anti-inflammatories. And then sulfur is really important to help lower inflammation in all of these tissues. And then, of course, glucosamine, either sulfate or hydrochloride. And then, of course, extra vitamins that you need to help prevent inflammation, like vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, you know, all of these antioxidants, because most of the damage that you're experiencing is oxidative damage. You know, if you think of it...
You need antioxidants to fight that.
Right, you know, like oxidative damage such as, you know, rusting on your car. That's oxidative damage. Look back at your body, you know, what's that going to look like in your body? Well, it's going to look like rough spots on previously smooth surfaces, and it's going to give you these sensations of pain. And it's going to look like aging, you know, wrinkles and skin that's not as flexible and joints that are not as flexible, and all of that.
Cool. So you've given us a few options, one product, the Recovery, that could help, and you've
Right. Yes. The topically everything, topically every pain. There are several products that we have selected to help deal with these symptoms of inflammation and the joint decay. You know, all it starts, of course, from digestion. You know, we always need to try and supplement the body with good energized water, healthy fats, and, of course, minerals and all the electrolytes that the body needs. I mean, it's all a circular process. You know, we've talked about it several times. If you want to prevent the symptoms of aging, you're going to have to do the things that people who don't have these symptoms do.
Right. Which means you have to have a healthy digestive system.
Right.
And that's where we keep talking about Strataflora as a great way to get everything back into your digestive system that you need.
That's right. The other thing that's really important in the health of the connective tissue is silica. And that's an element that has been completely underappreciated. You know, there's not even an RDA, recommended daily allowance, for silica. The American medical authorities haven't even considered it as something that's important. And yet, silica is involved in all connective tissue. That would be your hair, your skin, your nails, but also your joints, your bones, your, you know, all of it, all the connective tissue. And if you don't supplement organic silica, you know, you cannot just go to the beach and eat some sand. That's not going to work. But what you need to have is organic silica. And that's of course, found in things like horsetail, stinging nettle, oats, especially, you know, it's not the oat grains, it's the oat straw. So you would have to be brewing yourself oat straw tea. Or you can, of course, supplement it with either the organosilicate that we offer or with the Exula Oracil. That is a product that's very rich in silica. In that product, we have been using primarily the bamboo sap, which is another natural source of the organic silica. And we're finding that, you know, people who are experiencing the decline of the connective tissue are getting a lot of relief. Again, you know, I can't legally mention all the symptoms at the same time as saying, oh, and this product will help you with that.
Right, right.
So I can say something like, organic silica will help you strengthen your connective tissue, including your joints, your skin, your hair, and your nails.
Right. Another one that I think would probably be helpful too is the Renewal Joint FX.
Right. Yeah, the Renewal Joint is essentially a lot of the nutrients that your body needs for getting your body to rebuild healthy joint tissue. Yeah, that's a very simple product, inexpensive, relatively speaking. And we have given it to horses and dogs and humans. And it's, you know, that the three main ingredients in it are the glucosamine, the MSM, which is the sulfur, you know, methyl sulfonylmethane, and DMG, which is dimethylglycine. And that is the ingredient that helps the most reduce the pain and swelling in joints. In fact, you know, DMG is really known to help reduce the lactic acid levels, you know, which is, lactic acid is that which gives you the pain you feel in the muscles, you know, when your metabolism is not running right, when instead of complete burning of glucose, you have incomplete, you know, oxygen-deprived burning, you end up with lactic acid. I guess an athlete would experience it as the joints that have just started hurting. You know, you go for a bike ride, and in a few minutes of trying to pedal uphill, you're running into this burning sensation in your muscles, right? Yeah, that's because you have insufficient supply of oxygen in relation to the energy needs that you're experiencing there. So the dimethylglycine is the supplement that helps you deal with the lactic acid very quickly.
Oh, cool. So that's very helpful.
Right. That's why this is very helpful for athletic performance.
Cool. So we've pretty well come to the end of today's episode, Martin, and it's been pretty interesting stuff on arthritis. And I guess what I come away with this now is that it's not a necessary evil of growing old, and of course it's an accumulative thing, and if I'm hitting into my 40s, 50s, and 60s, and I've been, you know, pretty hard on myself in my 20s, 30s, and 40s, and I might have a bit steeper hill to climb, if I could put it that way, than if I took care of myself all those years.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a basic solution to it, which, of course, is alkalize my body, make sure I'm getting good exercise, getting lots of rest, and then supplementing with the things that I've probably not been able to get enough of from my diet.
Yep, you said it very well, Scott.
I've been listening. So,
yes, isn't it the sad thing that the youth is kind of wasted on the young?
Yeah, it sure is. Well, when you were talking, it reminded me of a friend of mine that you've met, and he broke his thigh bone, fibula, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, of course, he, you know, if you look at him, he's like a bodybuilder, and it's like, huh. So, you know, he's obviously, you know, done too much of the wrong type of exercising.
Yeah, lots of repetitions, lots of wear.
Yeah, lots of wear and tear. And, of course, you know, a high-protein diet, which you'd also mentioned, right?
Yes.
That definitely is a super high-protein diet, which, of course, made him super acidic, which leached all of the calcium out of his bones, which, of course, made it so weak that when he was going 3 miles an hour on a wakeboard on a lake and fell off the wakeboard onto the calm water, he broke the bone in half.
Right.
You know, it's like, holy smokes.
Yes. Yeah, I think this example will stick in your mind forever now, will it?
It certainly will, right? It's like, oh, you know, if you need protein, take something like the Zoetein and get it, you know, get good protein that's not going to acidify your body.
Yes, the important thing about proteins is that they should be raw, uncooked. You know, there's nothing wrong with eating liver, but you should eat it raw. There's nothing wrong with eating steak, but you should eat it undercooked.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to sort of singe it on the outside, but when you cut into it, it should be mostly bloody. Of course, people don't feel so good about eating undercooked chicken.
No.
Especially, but anyway.
Well, and then you have things like salmonella and stuff like that that you worry about.
Well, but again, you know, salmonella is not on the inside. Salmonella is the threat with, or E. coli as well. Is a threat of the ground meat, you know, ground chicken or ground beef is a problem. But you see, when you take a cut of a meat, you know, the contamination can exist only on the surface. So if you cook the steak, you know, on all sides, you have definitely killed off the bacteria. And you don't have to cook it, you know, completely through and through. Whereas with a hamburger, that's what you have to do because it's been ground. So all of the surfaces have gone through the blades of the machine where the contamination is likely to exist. That's where there's so much trouble with prepared meats, you know, something like bologna or other sandwich meats where the listeria or listeriosis is such a threat. Because all of the material is pulverized and minced and chopped and blended and mixed. So all of it gets touched by the machines. So if you have bacterial contamination anywhere in the process, all of it is bad and all of it has to get discarded. This is not the problem for whole cuts. You know.
Cool. Well, that's interesting because I had no idea about that. So that gives me a whole different perspective on this.
Yeah, the trouble with the contamination is with the handling, right?
Yeah. Awesome.
Anyway, so I guess we get to talk about useful sources of protein on some other episode of our talk. We should let people go get back to their life.
That's right. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about what they can do about arthritis and actions they can take to eliminate some of the causes of it, where could they go?
On lifeenthusiast.com, life-enthusiast.com, come visit the health concerns section. You'll find arthritis and many other conditions there described in detail. Or if you have questions, call us at 1-866-543-3388. You'll find the other episodes of our podcasts there, as well as our blog, and lots of other information. Anyway, so thank you very much all for listening today. This is Martin and Scott, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.